我们最近教会的读经进度啊，已经读完了四遍。
Recently, our Bible reading schedule for church has completed the book of
然后我
Psalms.
们现在进入箴言。
And now we're starting to read the book of Proverbs.
箴言又可以称作是智慧的书信。
Proverbs can be called the book of wisdom.
那一共有31章。
There are 31 chapters
那如
in
果我们每
Proverbs.
一天读一章，刚好一个月可以读一遍。
So if you read one chapter a day, you can complete reading the book of Proverbs in 1 month.
那诗篇比较注重心灵世界，我们的心的最深处跟神的关系。
And so, 诗篇
心灵。
Psalms, right? Psalms concerns itself mostly with your inner emotional heart and your connection with God.
但是箴言就比较生活化。
But Proverbs can be more practical.
实际在引导我们地上的生活要怎么做才有智慧。
And provide some concrete guidance on how we ought to live our lives to according to God's way.
那整本圣经啊，66卷啊，这个是一个完整的一本书。
And so the entire Bible, 66 books, is a complete volume.
所以要叫我们属神的人有得救的智慧。
And it's telling us that those people of God should have the wisdom to obtain salvation.
但是这个66卷书啊，每一卷的重点主题不太一样。
But if you look at the topics of each of the 66 books, they focus on a different aspect of
所
that.
以有可能我们比较喜欢这一卷，那一卷比较少读。
Perhaps some books resonate better with us, and other books don't tend to, so we don't read them as much.
但是如果我们能够明白每一卷的书信的重点我们在生活中就会得到很多的智慧。
But if we can gain an understanding of the focus of each and every one of these books of the Bible, then we can live our lives with God's wisdom.
因为圣经是神赐给我们，好像一个百科全书。
Because the Bible is like a God-given encyclopedia.
你买一个电脑，它有一个说明书，告诉你电脑是什么，怎么操作，坏了怎么修理。
When you buy a computer, it often comes with a user manual so that it teaches you how to use the computer and how to repair it if it breaks.
但是我们活着一辈子，谁能够告诉我人是什么？
But as we live our entire lives, can someone tell us what is man?
人从哪里来？
Where have we come from?
人往哪里去？
And where will we go?
人活着要做什么？
And what is the reason for us to be in existence?
因为我们是神造的，
Because we are created by
所以
God.
神就赐给我们圣经。
And so God has given us the Holy Bible.
所以明白圣经，我们就有生活的智慧。
And so if we can understand the Bible, then we can have the wisdom for daily life.
那为什么我们要这样很有系统的去查考圣经？
And so why is it that we want to systematically study the Bible?
因为有时候我们在教会如果你刚刚来慕道，你发现每一篇道理都是很有味道。
Perhaps when you first come to seek the truth at church, it may feel that every sermon has a lot of interesting points.
因为我们什么都不知道，所以每一篇都是新的。
Because we don't know very much about the Bible, and so every sermon feels new.
但是如果我们聚会3年到5年，我们会发现很多题目一直在重复。
But as we attend services for 3, 4, 5 years, we might notice that the topics seem to be repetitive.
当然有神在感动即使重复也能够造就我们。
And with the movement of the Holy Spirit, even if a topic is repetitive, we can still learn something from it.
但是一直重复里面有很多是没有谈论过的。
But even in its repetition, there may be topics that we haven't discussed
所以
before.
我们这样有系统这样一直一直读下去，查考下去我们就能够涉及生活每一个层面。
And so as we study each book systematically, we can look at each from different perspectives.
所以我们信主以后建立一个习惯，每一天最少读一经，读一章。
And so as a Christian, we should try to establish the habit of daily Bible reading, one chapter a day.
然后每天最少祷告15分钟。
And then spend 15 minutes a day in prayer.
当然15分钟圣经是找不到了。 15分钟。
Oh, of course, you know, the Bible doesn't specifically say you have to pray 15 minutes every day.
圣经是说我们要祷告被圣灵充满。
But the Bible guides us to pray until we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
哦，那如果我们每天都祷告，最少15分钟，每天都读一章圣经节，我们就渐渐发现我们跟神越来越亲近。
If we do this, if we read a chapter of Bible a day and spend at least 15 minutes in prayer every day, we might feel ourselves drawing closer to God.
然后对神的体验啊，越来越深。
And we can have a deeper impression of our experience of God.
所以这是我们生活一个非常重要的习惯。
So this is a very important habit we ought to adopt for our daily lives.
那我们现在看箴言的第三章。
So now let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言的第三章
Proverbs chapter 3
OK 第三章是23节
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13 Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding
这个地方讲得智慧得聪明这个人就有福气的、智慧、会带给我们福气
And so wisdom can bring about happiness and blessings、
然后从14节、到15节、请读、
Let's read now verse 14 and 15 For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her.
这个15节、最后一句话，你一切所喜爱的都不能够跟智慧比较。然后我们看14节跟15节开始他讲什么，就是金子、银子、珍珠、宝贵、宝贝。
So if we read in verses 14, we can see that they refer to precious stones and metals such as silver, gold, and rubies.
我们不要讲别人哦，我们想想看哦。我从早上起床一直到晚上睡觉哦，我想钱有想多久？
And so let's reflect on ourselves. From the moment we wake up to the time we go to sleep, how often does our mind wander into thinking about money?
钱真的很重要啊。
Money is important.
所以有的人连睡觉也在想怎么赚钱。
And so some people even think about money as they're sleeping.
那起来就想怎么赚更多钱。
And then when they wake, they are trying to think of ways to earn more money.
那当时就是银子跟金子来代表现在的钱财。
And so when the Bible refers to silver and gold, it refers to the accumulation of wealth.
所以这个金子、银子、会夺去人的心啊。
And so silver and gold can steal away our hearts.
因此旧约圣经里面、先知书里面说、神在很感叹、以色列百姓是用嘴唇来拜我，心却追求财力。
And so in the Old Testament, God feels, you know, sighs with sadness that, you know, the people seek me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me and pursue gold and silver.
那大家都很了解、财力带给我们什么好处。
And everyone is very aware of the benefits of what wealth brings you.
所以、人就 很认真、去追求钱财。
And so it's not difficult to spend your effort in trying to accumulate wealth.、
甚至人现在的人教育也是为着这个目的、读什么科技，到最后我能够找更好的工作，赚更多的钱。
Even as people select what they study in college, it's all driven by money. What kind of subject should I study so that I have a higher likelihood of getting a high-paying job, etc.
但是十四节讲啊，智慧胜过金银。
But verse 14 reminds us that the proceeds of wisdom are better than the profits of silver and gold.
这个有两个意思
啊。There are two significances here.
第一个意思就是智慧本身啊，不是金银买得到的。
The first is that wisdom inherently cannot be purchased with silver or gold.
那第二个就是智慧所带给我们的好处也不是金银买得到。
And the second is that the benefits brought about by wisdom cannot be purchased with silver and gold.
如果智慧不能够用金银买到，但是智慧的好处我可以用钱去买，那智慧也不是很可贵。
So even if wisdom cannot be bought by silver and gold, but the benefits of wisdom can be bought, then what's the then you can just go and buy these things.
所以它本身你没有办法用金钱买，但是它所产生的果效也没有办法用金钱买。
And so what this verse is telling us that wisdom itself cannot be bought, nor can the benefits brought about by wisdom.
也就是说，一个人有了智慧啊，你看他的想法的，到最后他的生活，哦。跟一个人有钱财但是没有智慧到最后是不一样的。
And so you can see a person who has wisdom, how they think and how they live their lives ultimately differs from a person who is wealthy but has no wisdom.
哦，那这样一比较我们就知道，哇，智慧真的很重要，比钱还重要。
And so when we make that comparison, it will become very clear to us that it is important to pursue wisdom over money.
所以诗篇九十篇里面呢，摩西有他的心，啊，他的祷告。
And so in Psalm 90, it records a prayer, Moses' prayer.
摩西活得120岁。
Moses lived until the age of 120.
也住过王宫。
He has lived in a palace.
也到遍猫山上看过神，跟神讲话。
And he was on the mount and spoke to God face to face.
哦，那这样的一个人，他向神求，他第一个求什么？
And so such a person, what do they ask of God first?
求智慧。
They seek for wisdom.
哦。那有时候我们在想，我什么时候真的很认真在想智慧这件事情？
And so if we reflect on ourselves, when is it that we actually spend any time thinking about wisdom?
如果我们从来没有想过这个事情，我们现在进到教会里面就是开始来想智慧。
And so if we haven't ever spent time thinking about it, now let's take the time now to think about wisdom.
那智慧带给我什么好处？
What are the benefits brought about by wisdom?
我们回来看第三章。
Let's look back at Proverbs chapter 3.
第三章的十六节。
Verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor.
这个地方讲，右手有长寿，左手有富贵。如果我们有智慧，我们活了一辈子，你有发现右手有长寿，左手有富贵。
And so if we have wisdom, we will find that our lives are long and can be led with riches and honor.
那这个到底是什么意思呢？
What does this actually mean, though?
很聪明的人，不一定认识主耶稣啊。
An intelligent person may not recognize the Lord Jesus Christ.
很聪明的人大概书读得很好。
An intelligent person might have spent a lot of time studying.
书读得很好，但他不一定认识主耶稣啊。
And they may have very good, grades in school, but they may not acknowledge or know the Lord Jesus.
那什么样的人能够认识主耶稣？
So what kind of person can come to know Jesus truly?
就是他有智慧。
A person with wisdom.
所以。人如果认识主耶稣啊，我们就发现生活就有很大的改变。
And so what we have found is that if a person truly knows the Lord Jesus, it will bring about a change in their lives.
这里讲右手有长寿。
Here it describes that in her right hand is longevity.
主耶稣讲哦，你如果遵守我的道，你就永远不见死亡。
Jesus says, if you keep my words, you will never encounter death.
有哪一个医生说，你如果吃我开的药，你就永远不会死？
Is there any doctor that dares to claim that if you eat the medicine I prescribe to you, you will never die?
耶稣说，你如果遵守我的道，你就永远不见死，不见死就是永生啊。
Jesus says, if you keep my words, then you will never face death, and to not face death is eternal life.
所以一个人如果有智慧，他认识主耶稣，他就已经进到永生里面。
And so if a person has wisdom and comes to know our Lord Jesus, then they have begun to enter eternity.
你看人有钱财哦，对前途很会计划。
A person with wealth spends a lot of time planning for the future.
但是没有一个人能够计划超过死亡。
But no one can make any plans past death.
有一次我在一个教会在领会，在讲这个事情。
Once I was speaking about this topic at church.
有一个信徒聚完会就来找我，我真的是我已经计划到死，我已经目的买好了。
And afterwards, a member came to me and said, well, actually, I've made plans all the way to death because I've even bought my burial plot.
我问他说，那你再下去要计划什么？
And I said, well, now that you've thought of that, what's your next plan?
计划不下去了。死就结束了。
He didn't have any plans after that because at the death is the end of all the planning.
新的主耶稣啊，死叫做睡。
But if you believe in the Lord Jesus, when you die, it's considered that you fell asleep.
那主耶稣再来要复活。And
when Jesus comes again, you will resurrect.
如果今天主耶稣来,
Today, if Jesus comes again,
我没有死, 那怎么办?
And we're not yet dead, then what happens?
直接改变, 变成灵体, 升天。
Then our bodies directly transform into a spiritual form and ascend to heaven.
所以我们就知道,
and so from this, we can see that the benefits of wisdom cannot be purchased.
它是长寿。
This is long life.
那左手有富贵。
And it says in her left hand, riches and honor.
最丰富的人是谁?
Who is the one with the most abundance?
我们在报纸里面都可以看到世界上最有钱的是谁?
Periodically, we'll see in the newspapers of who's the top 10 richest people in the world.
但是约翰福音在介绍主耶稣，主耶稣来世界，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
But in the book of John, when they introduce Jesus, they introduce him as one who is full of grace and blessing.
我常常在想，如果我的父亲很富有，
And so I often think, if my father is very wealthy,
然后我跟我的父亲关系很好，
and I have a good relationship with my father,
那我父亲又住在我家里，
and my father lives in my house,
那我还缺乏什么？
Is there anything that I lack?
这个父亲就是天上的神。
And this Father is our heavenly God.
他是丰盛的。
He is abundant.
所以一个人认识神。
So when a person comes to know God,
他就有神丰盛的恩典。
Then they will have His abundant blessing in their lives.
所以圣经里面讲，似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
And so the Bible records that it may appear I have nothing, but actually I have everything.
真的是这样啊，我们认识神以后，表面上看起来收入不是很高，但是过了一辈子以后发现，每一件事情需要神都给我，那这样就是很丰富啊。Perhaps
we may feel that even though we came to believe in Jesus, you know, our lives haven't changed too much, but when we reflect, we will see that anytime we needed something, God came and helped and provided everything we needed.
然后，圣经说我们要在信上富足。
And the Bible tells us that we should be abundant in our faith.
信而富足。
Belief. Abundance and belief.
所以我们可以看到，一个人如果有信仰。
And so we can see that when a person has a life of faith,
即使外在不是拥有很多,
even if they appear on the material sense not to have much,
但是里面很富足。
But inside their hearts, they're very content.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为主耶稣活在我们里面。Because
the Lord Jesus lives in us.
那如果里面很富足,
and if you feel content within,
外面多高一点，感谢神，低一点也感谢神, 这个就不是最重要。If
our life fluctuates so that we hit a high point, we thank God. If it hits a low point, that's okay too. It's not important.
再来，我们死了后还有来世的富足，丰丰富富进天国。
Moreover, when we die, there is an abundance waiting for us in the heavenly kingdom.
但是人死了连一毛钱都带不走。
When we die, we cannot take even 1 cent of money with us.
所以乞丐跟皇帝埋在一起是没有差别的。
When a beggar is buried next to an emperor, they are the same.
但是拉撒路跟财主埋在一起就有差别。
But when the beggar Lazarus was buried next to the wealthy man, there was a difference in what happened to them.
一个很富有的财主，他埋在土里，什么都没有。
That wealthy man, when he was buried, he ended up with nothing.
拉撒路在天国是富足的。
But Lazarus in paradise, he lived in abundance.
所以人有智慧认识神，他就很丰富，很富足。
A person has the wisdom to know God, he lives in abundance.
那接下去就很尊贵。
And second, it describes honor.
我们常常看报纸在登英国的皇家。
Sometimes we'll see in the news events concerning the the I guess the royal family in England.
哦，看久了我们觉得很腻啊，这个也没有什么特别啊。
And perhaps we might get sick of even looking at such news. It seems like so what?
那其实最尊贵的人是谁？
But actually, who is the most honorable person?
哦，圣经里面讲，我们所以知道我们是神的儿女，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
The Bible tells us that we know that we are God's children because He has given us the Holy Spirit.
神好伟大。
God is an almighty.
神的儿子就是你，就是我。
And His children are you and I.
那我怎么这么确定呢？
And how can I be so sure of that?
加拉太书说，神是圣灵给我们，从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿巴父。
And Galatians writes that God has given us a spirit so that from within we can call out Abba Father.
所以不是说我是神的儿女就是神的儿女，有圣灵做证明。
And so when we say we are God's children, we're not saying so without any proof. We have the Holy Spirit to confirm that.
那有时候我们看哦，一个人来到美国为着办身份，真的花了好多的钱，用了好多的精力。
And we can find that, you know, when a person immigrates to the United States, they spend a great deal of money and time to obtain this U.S. citizenship.
那我们从罪人变成神的儿女，到底我们用了多少钱？
And when we were sinners and we became children of God, how much money did we spend?
一毛钱也没有花。
We didn't have to spend even one cent.
是信耶稣，接受洗礼。
We believed in our Lord and we received baptism.
我们就有尊贵的身份。
And this valuable citizenship is given to us.
是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God.
所以这个不是钱财买得到。
These are things that cannot be purchased with money.
就是因为神给我们智慧来认识救恩。
But God has given us the wisdom to come to know this salvation.
好，我们再看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
箴言三章十七节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 17.
他的道是安乐的，他的路是平安的。
Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
我们一个人如果走错路啊，你就发现了很痛苦的。
When we take a wrong turn, we'll find that it can be hard to get out of that.
那每个人都希望活得很平安，很喜乐。
Everyone desires to live a peaceful and happy life.
这里讲他的道是安乐的，他的路是平安的。
Here it describes that wisdom's ways are pleasant and her paths are peace.
所以智慧引导我们走的路是一条公义的道路。
And so the path that wisdom guides us upon is one of righteousness.
那公义的果效就是平安。
And the fruit of righteousness is peace.
如果我们没有智慧，
If we have no wisdom,
我们走一个犯罪的道路，
and we live, we walk on a way of sin,
将来就很多的痛苦。
It will result in all kinds of struggles.
所以，这个智慧，这条路，是最后是平安。
But the way of wisdom is peace.
因为神与我们同在，我们就没有忧愁，没有害怕，这个就是平安。
Because when God is with us, we don't have these worries. We have peace in our heart.
所以平安不是我有钱买各种不同的保险。
Peace is not about having enough money to buy all sorts of insurance policies.
平安是神住在我里面，充满我里面，与我同在。
But rather, peace is about God filling within us, living and abiding with us, and giving us peace.
那快乐呢？
And what about pleasantness and joy?
有神就会很喜乐。
If you have God in your life, you will feel joy.
你知道我们人在伊甸园里面。
You know, when humans used to be in the Garden of Eden,
最不需要烦恼是吃，因为神说园中的树上都可以吃。
They did not have to think at all about what they ate because God said you can eat anything in this garden.
但是我们现在最烦恼，每天就是烦恼吃什么。
But these days we spend a lot of time thinking about what we should eat.
那亚当在伊甸园里面有一个满足，我们现在没有。
Adam had one contentment in the Garden of Eden that we do not have today.
就是他走在伊甸园，看到神。荣耀的形象，听神讲话，这个我们现在缺乏。
That he could walk in the garden and look upon God's glory and walk among and feel his presence.
所以我们看现在的人外面什么都有。
So these days we can see that people have everything from a superficial perspective.
山珍海味。
Oh, they can eat very luscious food.
哦，那甚至家庭也不错。
And you might have a very content family life.
哦，那这样就过得很快乐吗？不一定。
Is that enough for a happy life? Maybe not.
因为我们心里有一个洞，哦，这些东西填不满。
There might be a void in our heart that cannot be filled with these things.
那这个洞只有神本身进去了才会满足。
And this void, this emptiness can only be filled with God's presence.
所以有时候我们很迫切祷告。
So sometimes when we pray very earnestly,
认罪悔改祷告。
And we confess our sins and we pray.
哇，祷告完以后流了很多眼泪，但是心里好喜乐。
We may have shed many tears during our prayer, but our hearts feel joy.
怎么会这样呢？
Why is that?
因为神进到我里面。
It's because God has entered into our hearts.
所以这个智慧的道是安乐，他路是平安的。
And so the way of wisdom is pleasant, and its paths are in peace.
那我们从哪里去得到这样的智慧？
And so from where can we obtain such wisdom?
我们来看。箴言第九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言的第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9.
第九章的第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
这个地方讲啊，敬畏神是智慧的开始。
Fearing the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
如果这一句话是真理，
if this word, if this phrase here is truth,
我不认识神，我就是没有智慧。
If I don't know God, then I have no wisdom.
或者说，我认识神，我不敬畏他，我也没有智慧。
Or I might know God, but I do not fear him, then I also do not have wisdom.
因为敬畏神，就知道神并且敬畏，这个才是智慧的开始。
But to know and fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那为什么这样讲呢？
Why is it written this way?
因为主耶稣曾经讲，这个神的事情哦，像聪明通达的人就隐藏。
Jesus has said that the matters of God are hidden from those who consider themselves intelligent.
然后像婴孩就显露。
Oh, but rather such matters are revealed to the babies.
所以如果一个人觉得我书读的很多，这个圣经小事情，这有什么可以不懂？
Perhaps a person who is well educated may look at the Bible and think, you know, what is in here that I cannot understand?
我没有一本书不懂，怎么圣经会不懂？
Why is it that we've read every other book but not the Bible?
那这样我们一个人失去对神的敬畏。神没有开我们的心，圣经读来读去就是没有神了。
But with such attitude, it lacks fear of the Lord, and so when we open the Bible, we can't seem to learn anything from it.
其实不是没有神啊。
It's not that there is no God.
是神没有把他自己启示给我们，你就没有办法认识他。
But rather, if he has not revealed himself to you, then it's difficult to know him.
那现在我尊敬这一位神。
Now, if I come to revere this God,
在这个这么伟大的神，我承认，包括我所懂的，我还是不懂。
And before this God, we admit that we don't know and understand Him.
那这样，我们很谦卑，神就开我们的心，我们对神的认识就越来越多，越来越清楚。
And then in our humility, God will open Himself to us, and we will come to know Him better and better.
所以我们如果看第九章的第十节。
So when we look at Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10,
这个如果我们看英文哦，知识哦，我们对神至圣者这个知识就是聪明。
It describes that the knowledge of the Holy One or God is understanding.
所以如果我们增加对神认识的知识啊，我们就变得很聪明。
And so as we come to know more about God, then we have greater understanding.
比方说病毒开始的时候，死了好多人。
For instance, when the COVID pandemic started, many people died.
因为那个时候人对病毒的知识不是很丰富。
Because we did not have much knowledge about the virus.
那现在知识增加了，我们就知道要怎么来面对这个病毒。
But now that we know more about the coronavirus, we know what we should do to prevent its spread and how to treat it.
就给人有这个聪明来面对病毒。
And so then it gives us this knowledge and understanding to handle this pandemic.
当我们对神认识的知识增加。
And so when our knowledge of God increases,
我们对事情的看法就有两种。
When we perceive a situation, we have two facets.
第一个是我的看法。
First, it's actually our own perspective.
那第二个是神的看法。
And the second is God's perspective.
我从我的看法提升到神的看法，这个就是智慧。
And when we elevate our perspective to be on the level of God's perspective, this is the beginning of wisdom.
所以认识至圣者就是聪明 认识神这个知识就是聪明。
And so the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
因为我们如果有认识神的知识，我们就知道什么是神认为好的。
If we know about God, then we can know what He thinks is good.
神认为好就是永远的好。
And whatever God considers good is good eternally.
神认为对的就是好的。
And whatever God considers as right is good.
那至于我们本身
，And as for our own as for ourselves,
我们太有限了。
We are limited in our understanding.
年轻的时候以为好，到年纪大的时候，那个不好。
Sometimes the good that we perceive in our youth is no longer good when we're older.
年轻以为对，到年纪大，这个不对。
Perhaps something we thought was right when we were younger ended up not being right as we got older.
年轻的时候以为很有价值，到年纪大的时候，那个是粪土。
Perhaps there's something we valued greatly when we were young, but as we got older, it doesn't seem important at all.
因为我们是人。
Because we're human.
所以我们的看法、想法一直在改变。
So our perspectives and our way of thinking about something continues to change.
那这个改变叫做进步。
This change is called improvement.
但是如果我们不认识神，你怎么改变？还是在人间的范围一直在打滚。
If we don't come to know God, then no matter how much we progress or improve, we're still limited by our human understanding.
但是当我们认识神
But when we come to know God,
我们为着有神的知识，我否定我昨天的看法
That for the knowledge of God, we're willing to set aside what we knew yesterday.
我在做决定，以我自己的知识把它拿掉，我把神的知识放进来，帮我做决定。
That as we make decisions, we set aside our own knowledge and instead impose God's knowledge on this decision.
那这个就是智慧
This is wisdom.
所以智慧从哪里来
？So where does wisdom come from?
从神来的。
It comes from God.
那怎么从神得到智慧
？And so how do we obtain this wisdom from God?
敬畏神是智慧的开始。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那我们再回来看箴言的第三章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 3。
这个箴言的第三章现在就有一些很实际的例子来说什么叫做敬畏神是智慧的开始。
In chapter 3, it provides some concrete examples of how the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
如果我们从第三章的第一节开始。
We can start reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1.
你都可以看到有一个模式你如果要这样做，到最后你就会产生什么结果。
And so we can see a pattern here where if you do X, Y, Z, this is the consequence. This is what will happen.
但是因为这是从神来的所以这个一定会实现。
But because these are from God, we know that it will come to pass.
如果这是人讲的话，就不一定会实现。
If this is something that humans say, you know, we can't be assured that they will take place.
那我们现在就来看第三章的第一节。
Now let's look at chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节，请读第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1, my son.Do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands.
第二节。
Verse 2, for length of days and long life, in peace they will add to you.
如果我们要想我怎么能够日子长久然后充满平安。
If we think, how can we have the length, longevity and peace in our hearts?
你把圣经合起来，你去问人，每一个人答案都不一样。
If you put aside the Bible and you ask different people,、哦、they will all have different answers.
要注重运动，要注重营养，要注重休息，这个大部分的答案。
And you might hear answers like, well, you need to watch your, what you eat, or you need to emphasize sleeping,、
哦、
or you need to exercise more.
哦，不错，这是人的本分。
Of course, these are things we ought to do to take care of ourselves.
那还有一部分我们没有办法控制的。
But there's also one other aspect that is out of our own control.、
哦、就是第三章第一节。
And that is what is in chapter 3, verse 1.、
哦、不要忘记我的法则，要谨守我的诫命。
Do not forget my law, but keep my commands.、
哦、就是不要忘记神的法则，要遵守神的诫命。
Don't forget God's laws.、
哦、那这样
Follow his commands.
我们尽了我们做人的本分，加上神的祝福，我们就有日子长寿，有平安。
And so as long as we do our part, then and God, with God, helping us, then we can have long life and peace.、
哦、这个不是智慧吗
？Is this not wisdom?
啊、哦，这个不是钱买不到的吗？就记在圣经里面。
Isn't this not able to be purchased with money, but yet it is written in the Bible?
哦，所以啊，所以耶利米书里面讲哦。
And so in the book of Jeremiah,
说如果心中弃掉神的话，这个人还有什么智慧？
If a person forsakes God in his heart, then what does he have left?
好，我们现在看啊，耶利米书。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
啊，耶利米书的第八章。
Jeremiah chapter 8.
啊，耶利米书第八章。
Jeremiah chapter 8.
七节。
Verse 7. Even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times.And the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
这里讲哦，鹳鸟啊，斑鸠、白鹤，它都知道时令。
Here describes these various birds. They know their appointed time.
哦，所以你看哦，如果冬天快到了，它一定往南飞。
And so we can see that as winter is coming, we'll see a certain birds start flying south.
那怎么这个鸟它知道往南飞呢？
How does this bird know to fly south?
而神就有给它这样的聪明啊，直觉，它就知道往南飞。
This natural instinct is given by God, so they know when the weather is cold, they fly south.
那它如果不往南飞，它就死定了。
But if they do not fly south, they know that they will die.
第一个天气太冷，第二个没东西吃。
Because the weather will be too cold and there will be nothing to eat.、
啊、但是下半句就在提到有另外一种律、啊、在引导我们。
But here, the second half describes another law that guides us.、
啊、我的百姓不知道神的法则。
But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.、
啊、所以一个人如果知道神的法则，顺着这个神的法则去生活，他就蒙福。
So if a person knows God's laws and lives their life according to God's laws, then they will be blessed.
他不知道神的法则，不知道怎么做，他就没有办法蒙福。
But if you do not know God's laws and you do not abide by them, then you cannot obtain God's blessing.
哦，所以如果我们看第八节。
So let's read verse 8.
第九节。
And verse 9.
啊，请读第九节。
Okay, let's read verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have?
啊，这个地方在讲啊，文士啊，如果心中弃掉神的话，还有什么智慧呢？
Here it describes the wise men. If they have rejected the word of the Lord, what wisdom do they have?
真的，如果你心把神的话弃掉，你还有什么智慧？
Indeed, if we set aside God's word in our heart, then what kind of wisdom do we have?
到年纪大，死一直靠近来了，哇，你有什么智慧？
As we get older and draw closer to the day of our death, what do we have?
但是你把神的话放进来，你就有智慧。
But if you put God's words into your heart, then you have wisdom.
信主耶稣就有永生，这个就是智慧啊。
To believe in the Lord Jesus and obtain eternal life, that is wisdom.
好，所以哈，心中吃掉神的话。人就没有什么智慧。
And so, if God's words are not in your heart, then there is no wisdom in your heart.
我记得有一个姐妹啊，她很喜欢看那个啊，哪一个很出名的人，电影明星，到底他们在做什么
？And there is a sister who likes to look at what famous people do or movie stars do.
那后来她说啊，她很注意这些人哈，讲什么话。
And she mentions that she pays attention to what these celebrities say.
最后她发现非常失望。
In the end, she was really disappointed in them.
虽然很出名，讲的话找不到智慧。
Although these people are famous and they're celebrities, they don't say anything that is wise.
没有神的话，人还有什么智慧？
Without God's words in them, is there any wisdom to be had?
你把神的话放到心里面。
But if you put God's words in your heart,
即使你没有读过书，你也是很有智慧。
Even if you haven't had much education, then you still have a lot of wisdom.
因为这个智慧从神来的。
Because this wisdom is from God.
那个超越一切。
And that surpasses everything.
所以我们今天很感谢神啊。
And so today we are really thankful to God.
神是一本圣经给我们。
That God gave us this holy Bible.
你遇到每一个情况。
And when we encounter all sorts of scenarios in life,
圣经放开来看。
We can look to the Bible for guidance.
到底神要用哪一部分的圣经啊来光照我们，引导我们？
Now, what part of the Bible can be a light to our way and guide us?
那个就是智慧。
And that is wisdom.
啊，要引导我们面对我们前面的路。
That it can guide us and help us face the path that is ahead of us.
好，我们再来看一节。
Let's also look at another verse.
看箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第五节跟第六节。
Verses 5 and 6. Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
这个地方讲，在一切所行的事上要认定他，他必指引你的路。这个他就是天上的神。
In all your ways, acknowledge him. That is our Heavenly Father. And he will guide, he will direct your path.
我知道明天吗？我不知道。
Do we know what's going to happen tomorrow? No.
我掌管明天吗？我不是。
Do I have control over tomorrow? No.
我能改变明天吗？我不能。
Can I change what's going to happen tomorrow? No.
谁知道明天？
Who would know what's going to happen tomorrow?
主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus.
谁掌管明天？
Who controls tomorrow?
主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus.
谁改变明天？
Who has the power to change tomorrow?
主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus.
所以如果主耶稣引导我的路，
So if our Lord Jesus is guiding our way,
他是我的父亲啊。
And he is our father.
他引导我路，那我就没有什么烦恼了。
If he is the one guiding us, then there's nothing I need to worry about.
他掌管明天，他爱我。
Because he controls tomorrow and he loves us.
人还有什么烦恼？
Is there anything for us to concern ourselves
with? 但是要有这样的体验。
But we need to have experienced this ourselves.
这第五节说要，第六节，所行的事上要认定他。
That we, in our ways, we acknowledge him.
我们可以有计划。
We can make our own plans.
但是一定要有一个空间让神来改变我们的计划。
But in our plans, let's leave a space for God and see if he might change these plans.
主啊，我这个计划如果在你看起来不适合你的旨意，你让我知道，我愿意改变。
Perhaps you might think, well, Lord, if I make these plans, but there's some aspect of it that doesn't seem right to you, I'm willing to submit to your way.
那一个人要专心仰赖神最大的困难是什么？
But what's the greatest hurdle to a person sort of relying and trusting on God?
就是依靠自己的聪明。
It's the hurdle is that we lean on our own understanding.
所以圣经越读，我们越发现哦，我们不能靠自己太多。
The more we read the Bible, the more we may come to realize that we can't rely on ourselves.
我们有我们的本分要做。
We have the part that we ought to do.
但是我们没有办法靠自己。
But we can't count on ourselves to do it.
那这样我们就认真靠神。
And so we should trust in the Lord.
那这个就是智慧的开始。
And so this is the beginning of wisdom.
那我们的人生就会有很大的改变。
And in doing so, we can see a great change in our lives.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
376.
Let's sing hymn 376.